It's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
Very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. We welcome you. We do recognize you could have been anywhere on your radio dial, but we're certainly glad you decided to stop by here. My name is Tiffany Bake, and I am your co-host, and today we are discussing looking past Satan's lies. We want to hear from you for sure. Give us a call at 855-454-5905. Now here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos. How are you?
Good morning, Tiffany, and good morning to all who are listening in Charlotte, here in Philadelphia, and throughout the world if you're listening online. We welcome you to Marriage Beyond the Vows, and today's topic, like Tiffany mentioned, is looking past Satan's lies, and it's actually beyond the trap, because I think sometimes we're a little naive or we're not prepared for what the devil throws our way. So today, as always, we want to begin with a word of prayer, then we'll get right to our theme scripture, and we do want to hear from you, so let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father and God, we are so grateful for your love, for your mercy, and the way that you set us up to win, Father. Just like the devil tries to set us up to fail, Father, you set us up to win, and you give us grace and mercy. But at the same time, God, you also ask us, Father, and you give us wisdom, and you ask us to be righteous, Father, to be on guard. And I pray that we would be on guard with our relationships. So give us everything that we need, Father. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Today's scripture, theme scripture, comes from the book of Genesis. And of course, we all know the story of Adam and Eve and what happened. I mean, they had such an amazing opportunity. They lived in paradise and the Garden of Eden. They had a relationship with God, you know, face to face. They had it all, except God had told them not to eat from this particular tree.
Right.
The tree of knowledge, the of good and evil. And they did not listen. And really what happened wasn't it just what happened on their hearts, but it was the devil deceived Eve. And so at this point, I want to start reading where God confronts him. So in Genesis 3, verse 8, it says, "Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord called to the man, 'Where are you?' He answered, 'I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.' And he asked, and he said, 'Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?' The man said, 'The woman you put here with me, she gave me some of the fruit from the tree, and I ate it.' Then the Lord said to the woman, 'What is it that you have done?' The woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate.'" And then we know their consequence, the curse, and everything else. And because of them, we have to live where we live, and we have to go through the struggles of life. But the reality is, we know God knew that they will fall, or they would at least be tempted to fall. And of course, his hope was always that, like in our case, that we decide to do what's right, but we have that choice. Now, I think the reason I wanted to bring this up is because Satan's always trying to trap us. You know, even if you go back and you study out that scripture for yourself, you realize that what the devil was doing is he was using God's word or God's words and twisting them.
Right.
And that's what he does. He does that with marriage. You know, it's like, of course, God wants you to live life to the full. So why wouldn't you want to have sex before you're married? Or, you know, he'll twist it where, you know, people might be jealous of you and they might not understand. And you got to love unconditionally. So let me marry this guy that no one agrees with. My family, they don't like him. My friends, they must be envious of me having this relationship, so I'm going to do it anyway. Or, you know, God is a God of grace, so I'm just going to be forgiving, and it doesn't matter that this woman has shown her true colors. I'm just going to forgive her, and I'll marry her anyway, even though she is not shown to be a faithful woman. Whatever it is, you fill in the blank. And we lie to ourselves. And so, as always, we hope and pray that today's show will enrich, empower you, and encourage you towards having a great relationship.
All right. We want to hear from you, 855-454-5905. So get on the phones and tell us about how you can look past Satan's lies. Have you been able to do it in your relationship?
You know, Tiffany, I think, let's be honest, okay? We're talking about Satan's lies, so let's get real. The only way I think to overcome that is to get honest. We allow Satan to lie to us. I mean, in this case, Eve, she knew something had to be wrong there, having this conversation with the serpent. in the garden, close to this tree where she's not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Adam for a moment as well, because he, you know, he tried to just pass the buck on his wife. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he had a responsibility. He could have said, what have you done? Mm-hmm. This is wrong. You know, this is what God said. Instead, he just went ahead and mm-hmm. sinned right along. And one of the things that I really desired when I met my wife is a woman that loved God more than she loved me. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe my wife, Amaryllis, loves me to death, and mm-hmm. I love her to death. And, you know, she's away right now with the kids. She's picking up her mom. We're getting ready to go to this retreat in a couple of days. And so her mom is coming down from New York. So she went mm-hmm. to pick her up. And it's kind of a little bit crazy. We need to keep those people in prayer.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
My wife was like, I can't get gas.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I had to have what they're doing. They're really low on gas, so they're only allowing certain people to get gas. And I think in this case,
they're
they're rationing. So they're saying if you have an odd number versus an even number, mm-hmm. we're like, well, what do I do? But she's fine. She was able to work it out.
Okay, good.
But, you know, going back to that, I knew that I believe I'm a strong spiritual man, but with being a strong spiritual man, I have to know my weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And I know that my wife and I both have to have the same standard. We made it to the altar pure. We waited till we got married to not just have intimacy, but even to not have close calls, you know, to really stay pure, where it wasn't like we were touching each other or French kissing or anything like that. We really stayed pure. And it was hard the closer it got to marriage. But one of the things that I knew what made the difference was my wife loved God more than she loved me. And I knew that if I was having a moment of weakness mm-hmm. and I even tried, my wife would have been like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
And then we laugh about it because that's the same way she felt. She felt mm-hmm. like if she ever would have, you know, disrespected God or disrespected mm-hmm. me, she would have probably lost me. Because mm-hmm. I would have said, what's wrong with you? And it's great to know that we had the standard. I really fear for people who don't have that in their relationship, mm-hmm. who they become each other's gods, mm-hmm. who they don't really say, okay, why am I with this person when this person is willing to compromise with me? Mm-hmm. Instead of having that conviction of, man, God comes first in our marriage. Right. So we'll talk more about that. We're taking some calls in just
Absolutely.
A moment. Like always, we got to take a quick break.
Absolutely. But while we are taking that break, we want you to get on the phone. Let's hear about it. 215. Sorry. Change the number. 855-454-5905. Again, our number is 855-454-5905. But stay right there. Marriage Beyond the Vows returns right after this.
To Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're Praise.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise, your inspiration station. And we're talking about beyond the trap, looking past Satan's lies. And our theme passage from today comes from Genesis chapter 3, as we talked about Adam and Eve falling into the trap. And so what traps have you fallen into in terms of your relationship? We're going to go straight to our phone lines. We have Cynthia, who's waiting on line one. Good morning, Cynthia. You're live on the air with Praise.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Cynthia. Now, what is your comment or question about our topic today?
The question I have is, how do you know if everything feels right? How do you know if you're being deceived or if it's something that God truly has for you?
Okay, now, if you could explain a little, because when you say feels right, are you talking about just emotionally?
No, not emotionally. To give you a little background, I've been dating this guy for about 5 months now. But prior to this, 3 years back, I ended a 7-year relationship with the father of my children. For 7 years, everything was fine. Came home on time, everything was fine. 4 months before the wedding, somebody comes to my door, tell me they're 6 months pregnant. How she was with him for 2 years. And everything was right. We went to church together. Everything was right. I just didn't know, I didn't see how I was so blindsided. So now with this situation, it seems the same way. I did a 30-day fast before we even said we were going to go out. Our first date was at church. You know, it just seems like everything is right, but then it's like I hear things of his past. I hear things from the mother of his children, and I'm just like, well, everything feels like I'm like, God, I don't want to go through this again.
Sure.
Like, I honestly don't want to go through this again. So if this is, like I told myself, if you want to play games, I don't have time. I'd rather be by myself. Yeah, I'm almost 30 years old. I don't want to continue to play games. But when I sit down and I'm speaking to him, when I'm laying with him, not sex or anything like that, but just laying with him, I feel like my spirit and his spirit are connected, the same way I felt with my kid's father. But my thing is, I'm more afraid of it being another, you know, another situation where it's just a lie.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that helps a ton, Cynthia. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Number one, let's start a little backwards here, right? Let's go back to your previous relationship, since you've mentioned that. You said you already had children together. That means you were having sex outside of the marriage in that relationship. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so once you do that, I mean, it can feel right or whatever, but God was not the center of that relationship. And if a man is not going to be faithful to God, one of the things, and I'm not boasting because I think I'm so great or whatever, but I think my wife and I have a certain level of trust that we would not have. And from where I sit, I see that people don't have if they compromise in that purity. Because if someone is willing to wait and do it the right way, they're showing self-control, they're showing true commitment to God. And so you really don't have to worry. Now, don't get me wrong, the devil can still come in, he can still tempt you, but you see the person's integrity, you see the person's desire to please God. When that is taken away, then what will stop them from going and meeting their physical sexual needs outside of the marriage if things go rough? And so I think that's the first thing for that relationship. Now, let's fast forward a little bit, Cynthia, to your relationship now. You said sometimes you lay together, but not sexually. But have you and your fiance?
We've had sex, but before we had sex, I did a 30-day fasting. Both of us, we gave up, most of our possessions, whatever. Mm-hmm. We connected spiritually. Yes, I did sleep with him, things like that, but we just I felt a connection, spiritually.
Okay.
That's why I went ahead. I said, okay, maybe this is, right.
But this is where I think you're wrong, because if that is right, and then you compromise, this is what happens, Cynthia. It's how can we expect God's blessing on a relationship when it's not done God's way? Let's just say right now, you're praying, you're fasting, you're trying to figure out, okay, God, make it clear. If you've already had a sexual relationship with this man, that means that if this doesn't work out, what are you saying? You're going to be 30 years old now, and then you've had previous relationships, and you're not staying pure. What would, if let's say a godly man came into your life, how would he think that it's right to be with you if you've compromised? So what kind of man you're hoping to be with has a lot to do with the choices that you make now. Now, could this be the right person? I don't know. I don't know this man. But it sounds like your foundation, it's already faulty. Even as you pray and you fast, are you living together?
No.
Okay, so you're hoping to live together. Are you celibate at this point? Have you both made a decision? We're going to do this right. We're going to stop the sexual intimacy.
Last Sunday, he actually left his church. He wanted to join my church, and he actually went. He's starting to take the steps to be rebaptized at my church at Easter. So we have now, as of last Sunday, made the decision, to move forward. But like I said, everything with him and what he's saying is us moving forward. But it's just, things of his past. Like I said, his kids think, his kids' mom tells me. Like, I just don't know, and I just don't want to be blindsided again.
Okay, this is my advice to you. You called in for some advice.
Yeah.
If you've made a decision to be celibate, to be pure, as of last week, don't rush this relationship. Give it some time where you're both pure. Let's see his true colors. If this man is willing to wait 6 months, a year, there should be no rush. And if you see this man's colors and he's truly different and changed, and for yourself as well, if you see you've really are trusting God, God's going to make that clear for you. Just allow godly people in your life, in your circle, get input, and pray to really see those signs. You seem a little bit apprehensive because people are telling you things. Don't ignore those signs. Like, if there's something that the mother of his child is saying, if his children, okay, maybe she could be jealous, I don't know. But what about his close friends? What about people that you trust, that the pastor in your church, people that are looking out for your best interest? Ask for their input as well, and ask God to make it clear. But more importantly, Cynthia, stay righteous, because that's the only way you're going to be able to know for sure. All right, Cynthia?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. We wish you the best. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. All right. It looks like we're going to line two now, where Belinda wants to learn how to love herself more. Okay, Belinda, good morning. You're live on the air with Praise. Okay, Belinda. Okay, I guess she's...
All right.
Okay. I think we're having a little technical difficulties here. Let's see if Belinda's there. Okay, now Tiffany's back.
Hi, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Everything all right? Your voice is a little
Right. No, my voice was fine, but as we went up, I banged my knee on the edge of the table, and it just got me in between the little bone and soft spot there, so it was extremely painful, so I needed a second to gather myself. But I am back, and this is Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. Are we going to Belinda now? All right, let's hear from Belinda on line two. Belinda, good morning. You're live on the air.
How are you?
All right.
Wow, Belinda, if you could do us a favor, just speak up just a little bit more.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you so much, and welcome to Marriage Beyond the Vows. We're talking about the devil's traps, the lies that he tells us, and how that affects our relationship. I think you told our producer that you're learning how to love yourself more. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes. Being as though I never had a father figure in my life, mm-hmm. I always look for love in the wrong places. So I always try to fill that void with a man. So now, you know, I've learned through the years that, you know, every time I chose, it wasn't right. So I ask God to show me how to love me more. So everyone is gone. My children are gone. The grandchildren are gone. And this is me and God. And I'm asking God, what I'm asking God to do is to show me how to love me mm-hmm. more. So, you know, I'm in a position where I'm just allowing God to show me how to be more, be obedient to his will, because I can't do things on my own. So, yeah, and I'm okay with it. You know, times come when I'm lonely and I want to feel, you know, fill that void. But I continue to ask God to help me be obedient.
Okay.
And in that, you know, and I'm okay with it. I'm really okay with it. I'm learning how to love me. I'm learning how to do things for me. I have women in my life that show me how to be a woman and show mm-hmm. me how to love me first and foremost.
And, you know, I think that's so important, Belinda, because if you don't value yourself and treasure yourself the way that God does, then you're going to compromise. I think a lot of times people aim really low in relationships because they don't feel like they deserve any better. And they know, wait a minute, in your case, there could be a man that comes by, and you, instead of you saying no, you think, is there anyone else better even going to be interested in me? And that's a lie from the devil. You need to value yourself. And I love what in the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where their conviction was when they were being thrown into this fire, this burning furnace. And their attitude was like, God can rescue us. But even if he doesn't, he's still God. And I think that we have that conviction. It's like, look, I know God has someone for me, but even if he doesn't, I'd rather be alone than be with the wrong person in the wrong relationship, because that can cost you your salvation.
Yes, and I'm learning myself, you know, my self-worth, my values, you know, because I'm a good person, you know.
Okay.
I'm asking God to just come on and just help.
Wow, Belinda, we could barely, I'm barely
hearing. Yeah, you're fading out, if you could just speak up.
Okay, that's great. But thank you. We want to say thank you so much for calling in, for sharing that, and keep learning to love yourself. And I tell you, the secret to loving yourself is you learn to love God more, and you learn more about God, and then you're able to see that reflection of how God loves you, and your level of self-worth grows as well.
I want to thank you guys, because I listen to you every Saturday. You are, y'all guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep us in prayer.
Going into my spirit. And
amen.
It helps me out. Know, in situations that I'm going through now. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you guys.
Amen. Well, Belinda, thank you so much. And thank you for listening and for calling in.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
All right. Don't forget our numbers, our number for you to call in, because we are talking about looking past Satan's lies today. Reach out to us at 855-454-5905. We have an anonymous. Oh, we don't have that caller. OK, so just keep that in mind. And it's so interesting when you're, you know, I heard the other caller when I was doubled over in pain. when you think you're feeling like the right thing. Mm-hmm. And you're questioning it because you've either been hurt before or you've been wrong before. And you get into that space where you're like, I'm not really, really sure if this is God's voice talking to me, saying this is cool. Mm-hmm. What do you suggest to a person who's just like, I don't know how much of this is my own personal fear or how much of this is God's voice?
I think, Tiffany, that's a great question. It's one or two things, right? One is we're very fearful and God is just opening the door and we're just so afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Or the opposite could be true. You know, it's not a door that God has opened, but we feel so strongly about it that mm-hmm. we kind of paint a picture and tell ourselves lies that mm-hmm. this is God's will. And it usually happens most often, but they're both common. And I think the scripture to reflect is Jeremiah 17, verse mm-hmm. 9, where it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Knowing that we can't really trust ourselves. Let's be honest. When it comes to relationships, and we probably all know those people who've given amazing advice regarding relationships,
mm-hmm.
except when it's their turn
mm-hmm.
to take that advice. Mm-hmm. Now you're like, hold up a second. You were adamant about never doing this or never compromise, or you never, you know, those extreme absolute words.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're compromising because you can't trust yourself. And so you got to surround yourself. I appreciate what Melinda and even Cynthia being open about her relationship mm-hmm. is, you know what, you want to make sure. What Melinda said is she's surrounding herself with a group of sisters, women in her life. If you're a man, surround yourself with a group of men.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that with the opposite sex too much, all right? That's dangerous and you got to be careful. But people who are going to tell you the truth, you know, people are going to say, not because they're jealous,
mm-hmm.
but people you can trust. I never forget my wife had a best friend growing up. And this friend, you know, they were young, but her friend went on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife saw her, I think then fiance, with a woman, with someone else. And mm-hmm. she told her best friend. She's like, listen. Mm-hmm. And she would not believe her. She thought my wife was making it up. To get her man. And my wife was like, are you kidding me? But she did not want to believe it. And they stopped being friends for years.
Oh,
I mean, this
wow.
was like early college days, right?
Yeah.
They saw each other like more than a decade later.
Mm-hmm.
The woman approached my wife and said, you were right.
Wow.
I should have listened to you then.
Right.
I just didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to accept the reality.
Mm-hmm.
But they ended up together. And of course, he was an unfaithful man. And she should have listened. And so don't push away those people
mm-hmm.
that are looking out for you,
right.
that love you. And
right.
the Bible says, with many advisors, victory is certain. All right, let's go back to the phone lines.
Absolutely. Let's go to line two and speak with Dolores, who believes it is true that we have to live righteously. Hi, Dolores. You're live on the air.
Hello. God bless you tremendously.
Thank you. You too.
To both of you, I am so glad to hear what you the topic today. Living for God is the best way to go. Whenever you have sex with a man or woman prior to marriage, you will not trust that individual. I don't care. It's that level of trust is totally depleted almost.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes, I mean, what you said to a young lady earlier about her not having sex, and I know you were not trying to down her. You were telling her the truth. You're saying living right. You need to live righteous. What's happening, I was hearing the Lord. She heard you, but sometimes people listen to you, but mm-hmm. they don't take your advice.
Sure.
But in this scenario, God is saying they need to listen because you are on it. You are on point, and we need to hear when God is speaking. Don't turn a deaf ear to what God is saying, because what's going to happen, she's going to find a lot of hurt if she don't listen to you today.
Yeah.
Not only her, but it's other people that are out there with the same scenarios. That are going to bed with, you know, oh, I'm in love, I'm engaged. So that doesn't give you permission to have sex. That is not the word of God.
Exactly. And, you know, you're not one until you become one. And meaning that
exactly.
you are married. You know, that actually reminds me, Dolores, thank you so much for sharing that. But it reminds me of the rich young ruler, the story of the rich young ruler, where he approaches Jesus and he wanted to know how to have eternal life. But he didn't like the answer that he received. Because what did God, you know, Jesus in that moment said, you give everything, sell everything you have, give it all to the poor, and then come follow me. And he he went really sad. And I think sometimes people, they want to hear something, they want the answer, but then when you get the answer, and it's not my answer, right? It's coming from the Word. It's like, I don't like that. I don't know. And I think that we got to be prepared. In this case, you know, marriage is for life. And so what I was even telling her, this young lady, Cynthia, that called, I said, give it time. Don't rush. If this is really going to be the man that you want, it's so much better to just wait and do it right than to jump in, get it wrong, and then feel like, oh, I have regrets. And so I tell people that all the time in premarital counseling. I do a lot of premarital counseling. I try to, you know, I love getting with people, and sometimes I see the potential, but I try to discourage them a little bit. You know, I don't want to scare them away, but I want them to be sobered about their decision. That it's not just what the fairy tale movies or, you know, share. There's a harsh reality. It's two sinners getting married is going to be tough. So thank you, Dolores. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. We're grateful for that.
You're so welcome, and God bless your ministry. So,
thank you.
It's so important to the body. Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless.
Right. Thank you, Dolores.
Take care. Let's speak with Angela, who is calling in online for Angela. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes. How are you?
Good.
We're doing great. We hear you so loud and clear. Thank you for speaking up. We love that. All right, good. You were telling our producer something is going on with you and your husband at this time?
Yes. I'm in a marriage where my husband feels as though, okay, I paid a mortgage and, okay, I did my part. As far as us being spiritual and going to church, no. We do read the Bible together sometimes. I've been raised in a Christian home with my mother, but this marriage that I am, and I used, before I got married, I would pray and ask God, if this is the man that I'm supposed to marry, just let me know. Mm-hmm. Now, like 2 weeks before we got married, my husband came to me and said that we had to postpone it because of his son that was in college, and he lost his scholarship, and he had to take his credit card and, you know, pay for that.
And so how long before? 2 weeks, you said?
It was 2 weeks before our marriage.
Wow,
yes.
Wow.
And I basically paid for my own marriage. I mean, I paid for my wedding.
Okay.
Basically. So basically, all he really had to do was buy his suit and, you know, get the ring.
So why did he postpone the wedding if you were paying for it? I don't get it.
Because because the ring and his suit, I don't know. But, of course, I wasn't having that. But just let me tell you this. I pray in the shower a lot because it's really serene. And I was praying to God that day and asking God, if this is the man that I'm supposed to marry, just let me know. And, you know, after that evening, this is when he called me at work and said this to me. And, of course, God answered my question, but, of course, I did not listen.
Mm.
Okay, now I'm in a marriage with this man, and a lot of times I feel like, am I crazy or am I just nagging or what? You pay the mortgage, but I'm paying everything else. He doesn't drive. I drive the car. So I'm paying car insurance.
Angela, hold up one moment. You're hitting a really important topic. I know you're feeling stuff. I just don't want you to vent. I want you to really be able to listen. The main question I have for you, and you got to ask yourself, is you said something very deep. Why didn't you listen to God? Have you answered that question? Why didn't you listen?
I didn't listen because I was ready to be married. I've been through it. I'm 48 now, and, you know, we've been married. We're working. We're going in our fifth year. So at that time, I was like
43 years old.
Yes, 43 years old. And not having the best, highest self-esteem. Like, I've been listening to the radio show, and things that y'all said, it really hit on point. Not loving yourself enough to accept what somebody, you know, you feel like, okay, well, this is the best I'm going to get, or this is the best I deserve, or, you know, like that. And I was with him. We were together since 2003, so we didn't get married right away.
Okay. Well, let me answer this, Angela, and I appreciate your openness, your honesty regarding this topic, and specifically this question about why you didn't listen. I think there are a few things to realize here. Number one, God can change anyone. But you knew the type of man you were marrying. You knew this, that there were signs were so clear. You prayed. You're asking God, please make that clear. And right after that, bam, he calls you. He calls it off because of whatever finances. Look, not for anything, but he doesn't seem like a man who takes pride in himself of providing for the family. He's, I guess you say he pays the mortgage, but that's about it. Number one, I'm concerned that the both of you are not working as a team, as a unit. Yeah. My wife and I, you'll never hear say, okay, he pays the mortgage, I pay that. We pay everything together. It's right. One. Like, I hear sometimes couples saying, like, yeah, my husband, you know, loaned me some money, and I'm like, it's the same money. You're one. And yet, when we start operating as two individuals, there's a lot of problems that go deeper. And so I think your biggest problem, Bill, I'm just going to be honest with you, is you gotta take ownership for the decision that you made. You knew his shortfalls. You knew his struggles, and you married him. Now, it's been, you said, 5 years?
Yes, it's working on 5.
Okay, it's going on 5. If you're planning for this marriage to last for a long time, you're going to have to figure out the type of wife you need to become to help influence him. But even if he doesn't change, the type of wife you're going to be. You know, the Bible doesn't call us to be a certain spouse depending on how we're treated in return.
Right.
You still have to be that loving wife. And as hard as it may be, your husband might not deserve your respect, but the Bible still calls you to respect your husband. And one of the things that will be disrespectful is when you start chopping him down. Okay. Instead of looking at the, at least the man pays the mortgage. Let me tell you, there are people who call right now, their husbands are bums. They don't do anything. Now, does your husband need to grow? Absolutely. I mean, he has issues that he needs to grow. And I'm sure you do, too. If we got him on the line, he'll probably have a list of things to share about you. But at least he's paying that mortgage. So look at that side and say, okay, now how can we work together so that it doesn't become him just paying the mortgage, I'm doing this. How can we work as a team? That takes a lot of work. It doesn't just happen automatically. So, Angela, one of the things I love to do, what city are you in, if you don't mind me asking?
Philadelphia.
You're in Philly. Okay, great. I would love to have more conversation with you. I really would. I would like if it's possible for you to either email me or call me, you know, after the show, so that we can connect with you. So I'm just going to give you two quick ways to reach out to me if you prefer. But I really would love to just have more conversation with you and your husband, and maybe even, you know, either over the phone or meet up with you, and seeing how I can, what I can do to help you get to that point. Because I think you're on the right track. You're just a little sidetracked. So we just got to get you right back on that same track that you're trying to be in. So first way to reach me is just go to our website, praisephilly.com. If you're in Charlotte, it's praisecharlotte.com. And look for me, Marcos Mercado. Send me a message. You could also go to my personal site, which is callmarcos.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can just call me, not right now, but after the show at 717-862-8697.
Is that number on there, or do I need to be writing this down?
Oh, you should write this down. But if you remember, just go to praisephilly.com, and you can just send me a message.
Okay. Praisephilly.com and send you a message.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Angela, we wish you the best. I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise, your inspiration station. We are discussing looking past Satan's lies, and we want you to give us a call at 855-454-5905.
All right, and you know, sometimes what hurts is that we don't like to accept the truth. You know, mm-hmm. They say the truth hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it does. I mean, if you think about this, if you're in a relationship and you've invested your time, effort, energy, money, whatever you want to call it, you've invested. Mm. And then you realize, you wake up one day, this is the wrong person. But you're not yet married. But then you're like, to start over again.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's a part of me that feels for Dolores, right? She was 43. Right. But God gave her a sign.
Right.
And it was clear. Like, she prayed specifically. And I think, first of all, we're afraid to pray those prayers. I call them those scary prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're afraid. I tell you, it was the hardest thing when we were getting premarital counseling. And my wife and I were trying to decide, whether we were going to spend the rest of our lives together. Now, emotionally, we were ready. We wanted to spend the rest of our lives together, but we wanted the advice. And I'm so grateful for our friends and ministers in my life that counseled us. And one of the things they asked us to do, and I use this all the time, was to pray a prayer that and be ready for the answer. And my prayer was, even up to the last minute, was, God, if for some reason I'm not to marry this woman, make it so clear and I'll walk away from it.
Right.
Because at that point, you still can.
Yeah.
Once you say I do, then you make it happen.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap. you made your bed. Now you sleep in it. You lay in it. That's it. But before that, it's like God is giving you those options. And I tell you what, I was in a previous relationship that I really thought that person might be the one. But because I had that openness, that trust in the people in my life and God, I realized that that person wasn't the right one for me.
Right.
And we would have been miserable together. We really, because we were miserable when we were dating. So why would we?
It wasn't going to get any better.
You know, it gets worse. So it's so important for us to listen to those things. But let's be honest, we don't always like the answer that God gives us. So again, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We're talking about beyond the trap, looking past Satan's lies. I mean, he is a deceiver. He's conniving. Satan is good at what he does. He's been doing this a long time. So he knows how to get us. Don't be fooled. You know, not everything that shines is gold, right? Not everything that glitters is gold. And so sometimes you might look at this beautiful woman, this good-looking man. Look past that. Do not let your heart deceive you when it comes to relationships.
And one of the themes that I keep hearing this morning, which is so, so true because I've had to deal with it on my own, in my own singleness, was the issue of self-esteem. And it seems like without fail, every time I was feeling low, this shiny penny would show up that looked so good. It wasn't even a penny at all. It was like a wooden nickel. But it looked like a shiny penny. And it just was so perfect. And I felt like, oh, even though I feel so bad about myself, this would show up. And without fail, it was not anything close to what I should have been involved with. And I would end up feeling worse because then I would feel bad that I even made the decision when it was kind of clear, but I didn't want to believe that this was not the guy that I was supposed to even be involved with. But I just felt like this has to work because I feel so bad right now. This has to work out. And you get caught in that trap and you end up doing yourself more damage.
And thank you, Tiffany, because I think more and more specifically women need to hear this is it's never good to be desperate. I mean, in anything in life. I mean, if you're in a desperate situation and you're out of work, you know, and you just take any job and then you realize how unhappy you are. Now, at the same time, don't get me wrong. If you have no job, find a job, but value yourself. And in anything in life, you know, I've seen when people are desperate in big decisions, you know, buying a house, buying a car, you end up making some stupid choices. And so it's the same way. And I don't think anyone likes to admit they're at that point. But when you're in that low point, you're just like, God, I'm tired of these lonely nights. I mean, the clock is ticking. I just need to find me a man. What man? A man. I don't care. Amen for this man. You know, and it's like, no, this is not the man for you. And I'm not a big advocate for writing things down, but I know women like to do that more. But I had a mental note of certain things that really mattered, that there was no compromise with. And it wasn't a very ambitious list in a sense. Like, let's be realistic, because I think some of us, we have these lists and it's like the only person that matches that list is Jesus Christ. It's like you want this perfect man. And it's like, okay, have you looked in the mirror? You know, we got to look. We're flawed. So we got to have a lot of grace. But on that top of that list needs to be their relationship with God. That must be there. Then there should be those other things. But some of us, we might be closing the door on what God is sending us. Or we go the other extreme. We just open any door.
Open Pandora's box and some foolishness showed up.
So we got, I know we're going to take a break in just a moment, but I do want to mention we have some very interesting calls coming through. So you don't want to touch that dial. We have one that actually is talking about a suicide attempt because of what the devil deceived her with. And then the other one is just trying to figure out, another caller, what she needs to do to move on, because we're separated by deception. So I want to ask you both, Deborah and Margie, don't go anywhere. Stay put. We want to hear your story. We just got to take a brief pause.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, we'd like to hear your story. If you're not on the line just yet, reach out to us at 855-454-5905. This is Marriage Beyond the Vows. We will return right after this.